Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Jill Jessen over in Needaway. Good morning to you, Jill.
Good morning.
Jill, you and a bunch of other people have really been busy over in Anita because you're getting ready for the Whale Town Celebration. And that's happening this weekend, right?
Yes, it is.
Friday and Saturday. Let's kind of look at the schedule and see what's happening on Friday.
We have the Lions Club with a spaghetti supper, and then the firemen have a bag tournament starting at 7 p.m. on Friday night.
What's a bag tournament? I don't know what that is. Do you?
It's a piece of wood with a hole in it, and they try to toss a beanbag into that hole.
Okay. Then I know. I'm just out of it, I guess. Didn't know the name of it. Okay. And there's some prizes for that, of course. And then you've had, I guess, the Anita Garden Club's been pretty busy.
Yep. They're going to have a craft plant bake sale at the Legion Hall from 9 to noon on Saturday morning.
Okay, and that'll include some baked goods as well as some craft things, I bet.
Yep.
And you know, I'm not sure if there's plants. I'm just sort of leery about planting anything outdoors right now.
Yeah, it's awful dry.
It is. Okay, and is the school involved some way?
We are gathering for the parade at the school at 9 o'clock for registration for the parade, and then our parade begins at 10:30 up there, and our theme for the parade is a community full of character, so we invite everybody to come over and join us or watch.
Okay, and that's all. That's starting kind of kicking off Saturday morning.
Yep.
Okay, and I'm guessing the Anita Garden Club, they're still going to be busy on that day also.
Yep.
Yeah, and where is that being held, the garden club sale?
It's at the Legion Hall on Main Street.
Right downtown. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. And now you mentioned the Lions Club spaghetti supper on Friday night. Are they going to be involved again on Saturday?
Yes, they'll be busy. They're going to have a food stand, and I'm not sure what they'll be selling. Last year, I believe they sold pork loin sandwiches, maybe. I can't remember. It's been too long.
Well, whatever it is, it will be good. And you know, food is just so important. When you have celebrations like this, food is just sort of almost a centerpiece, or at least it supports everything else. You got to have good food. And I think there's a couple of other food opportunities.
We have the Ace Club with a food stand also. They'll be selling hot dogs, I believe. And then we have the Masonic Lodge selling snow cones. The freshman class will be selling root beer floats and popsicles. And then we have a kids club that will be selling Schwann's ice cream also.
Okay. So if you want something cold or you want something hot, I'm thinking you've got an opportunity.
Yeah, both ways.
Yeah. And then you end the day with a steak fry.
Yep. We'll also be having games in the park, and then some entertainment. We've got Villa Dance and Salute Gymnastics performing for us. So, and then we'll have some kids' games and face painting and a kids' raffle from noon approximately until about 2 or 3 in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. And then the steak fry does begin at 4.
And most of this is taking place in the city park?
The band shell, yep, right on Main Street.
Okay. There. And, you know, one of the things I noticed, not necessarily for this, but the sign that you have there on the corner of that park, you can always find out what's going on in Anita, because if you drive through town there, you've got that pretty flashy sign there.
Yep.
That's a good way to kind of advertise what's going on.
Yeah.
Okay. And then is there a dance available?
We have a DJ, and I can't remember the name of him, but I believe he's out of Harlan.
Okay. And is that
starts at 9?
And that's also Saturday. And that's also at the Banshell Park.
Yep.
Okay, if you come to Anita, just head for Banshell Park, cuz most everything is going to be right there.
Yep.
Yeah. Is there a purpose to this? Is this a fundraiser for anything, or is it just a town celebration?
I don't know how many years the firemen have been having the steak fry, but it's been as long as I can remember, and our club, the Town and Country Club, took over for the Nita Chamber, and we're just trying to get some people in town and keep them around for a while and hopefully have a good time.
Mm-hmm. Tell
and
me.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Our money that we raise for Town and Country, we'll be having, I think we have a raffle, $5 raffle for an iPad 2, that'll be announced at 10 o'clock that night. And we have a cutest baby contest going on, too, in the park, which will be announced at noon. And votes are done by money in a jar.
Hmm. So, that's been going on, correct?
Yeah,
for a while. And, well, I'm not sure how you can pick out the cutest because they're all so cute.
I know it. We got 5 cute ones this year, and I'd hate to have to judge it just by looks alone because they're all precious.
Oh, absolutely. So it's just kind of, you got to make a decision and put your money in your favorite.
Yep.
Yeah. And, well, can people still vote on Friday and Saturday?
Yep.
Okay.
They're still in the business. Well, some of them will be picked up Friday, but we'll have jars in the park on Saturday.
Okay.
So you can hit it after the parade or whatever.
Okay. Now, I want to go back to the parade for a minute. You mentioned they gather at the school, I believe. Do you have to pre-register? Can anybody come be in the parade? Any requirements?
Anybody can come be in the parade. They do have registration, and they'll line you up, and that starts at 9 o'clock, and our parade begins at 10:30.
Okay, and it sounds like, you know, if people want to go to just a little bit of effort, the character's theme really opens the door to all kinds of fun things.
Yes, it does.
So, Jill, just talk a little more about the town, Anita Town and Country group. What else do you do? You know, how often do you meet? What's your basic purpose?
We meet monthly, and we've got, I think, 5 or 6 major events throughout the year, which the one is the steak fry, and then we have a Halloween soup supper the end of October, where we have a judging at the fire station, and we sell soup and hot dogs. After the kids trick or treat, the first weekend in December we have the Christmas walks, which we have Santa at the fire station, and we usually have crafts for the kids. And there's luminaries up Chestnut Street, and they usually try to have different, either painted on the windows on Main Street or like a nativity scene in each of the windows. Which we do need more help and more organizations to do that. If anybody would like to do that, they could contact one of the Town and Country members. And then our big thing that we do is our Easter egg hunt, which takes a lot of time and money. We tried to be the biggest in Southwest Iowa, but I don't know if we're that anymore, but we try. We give out 4 or 5 bites per age group, and we have 5 age groups, and then we try to get a bunch of other gifts, so most everybody goes home with something besides candy.
Mm-hmm. So, Jill, you have the members or the people who meet, but obviously you have to pull in a lot of other people and businesses and so on to make all of this happen.
Yes. We're asking for more members. I mean, anybody can join. There's no fee, and like I said, we meet once a month and try to plan for the next event. Our biggest problem is there's only about 7 to 10 of us seven of us that come regularly, and we need more volunteers.
Sure. And, you know, people who don't come, I think, are missing out, not just on, because people say, oh, that's just too much work. What they're missing out on is the fellowship and the getting better acquainted with people they work with. And, you know, you kind of miss out if you don't get involved with some of those things. So get involved.
Yes,
really makes things happen, Jill. So we've been visiting with Jill Jessen, and we wanted to remind people about the Anita's Whale Town celebration going on this weekend, starting Friday and then continuing into Saturday. And, Jill, lots of activities and lots of good food. Okay, we want to thank you very much, Jill Jessen, for visiting with us. And again, remind folks to get on over to Anita this weekend. Lots of choices to make. And Until next time, here's a thought. The person who rows the boat doesn't have time to rock it.